Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling from kilometer 1555. Beautiful little odometer, 555 moment. On day 49 of paddling north, we're here at Not So Picky Anymore Wide View Camp. Our last two nights, we've been willing to take a little bit of a slope for awesome views or the good landings or just the fact that it was the only camp that we could find when we needed camp. Big wide view of both in both directions for us tonight. Big views of some big thunder cells, but fortunately they seem to be going north of us, which is awesome. Just interesting to watch them come cruising across the sky and feeling the winds come. But so far anyway, it's booming north of us, which we appreciate. We packed in another 36 kilometers this morning after we had a little six-hour sleep. We visited the village of Jean-Marie River and enjoyed a little internet, so hopefully you all enjoyed seeing some of the pictures from our last few days. We enjoyed looking around the village and saw the old school that villagers had built in the 50s, and one of the residents pointed out some of the really interesting log joinery that was used there in building the school. We also stopped in at the Spence River, which is the Browning's Landing number 2. They also had a sawmill in operation there. Not too much left at that spot either, but we did hike up the bank and see a really cool old log building. And we found the BM sign, which stands for Browning Mills. And so that was kind of fun to find that. And we had mere glassy river this afternoon as we were paddling along. The banks were reflecting, the rocks were reflecting, the sky was reflecting, and it was, you know, almost hard to tell the land or the water from the sky. So that was a really beautiful evening as we paddled in, got in a little bit later because of the midday break in Jean-Marie, and had a yummy dinner of wild mushroom couscous with chicken, edamame, and cauliflower. And we'll use some of those leftovers for lunch tomorrow. Breakfast was polenta with nuts and seeds and craisins. And lunch was sort of the usual mishmash of beef jerky, last night's leftovers, and some craisins and some cheese and some sesame snaps, all kinds of sort of mishy-mash stuff that we put together for lunch. So we ran out a little bit of energy around 7 from only getting 6 hours of sleep, but we will sleep well tonight after a lot of paddling in the last 24 hours. We were so thrilled with our night paddle last night. We talked about it a lot today as we paddled. What an amazing experience to paddle in the dark, which isn't really that dark, and to see the things we got to see. So that was pretty magic. Thanks as well to folks that have been commenting on the website. Appreciate that. Thanks to Jen Dix in Toronto and Jill Upton. Got your message. Thanks so much. And thanks to those folks that are keeping us posted on what's on the go home. And a nice shout out to Kathy. Glad you're enjoying the pics and wishing you all our best. Okay, take good care.